This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you. Let's kick it off with Brandy. Hi, Brandy.
Good evening.
How can I help, darling?
Thank you for doing your show, first of all. I have several things going on. Since May 3rd, my stress level has been up pretty high since I started going to coding class. But I'm having severe problem with trying to keep my blood sugar down and get the weight. It seems like I'm continuously gaining weight instead of losing.
Okay, so you're under a lot of stress, and you're starting to gain weight instead of losing it. And have you been to your doctor and had some blood work done? Have you been diagnosed with anything?
They diagnosed me as a diabetic, I think, probably like a couple of years ago. But last year, I ended up starting taking medicine for it, and I'm having a hard time because one of the medication that they put me on, I was gaining weight, so I got off of that. Now they have me on metformin, and I'm supposed to be taking it three times a day, and then they gave me glyceride, and I can't deal with all these medicines, and so I'm supposed to be taking it three times a day. I take it once a day.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to get back off of it.
Well, the first thing, you know, you realize this, that being diagnosed with diabetes type 2, that you can get out of that one. You don't have to be stuck with it. It's not once a diabetic, always a diabetic, unless you're dealing with type 1. That's a different animal. So,
okay.
Type 2 diabetes, I mean, how much weight do you need to lose?
I am at 250, so
okay.
Pretty much like 100 pounds, to be honest with you.
That's good. Good. At least we have a goal. And now, as long as you have a goal and you have somewhere to work toward, I mean, that's the key. Type 2 diabetes is a real challenge, and the good news is that it's a lifestyle-related health challenge, which means that usually we lifestyle our way in, meaning you've been eating a certain way for a long period of time, and that's put you in the spot that you're in right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Somewhat. Why I said somewhat? Probably the past year, because I've been off work since like March last year, I came out needing knee replacement. And so I didn't end up getting a knee replacement because I ended up having a ruptured disc in the back. So it was just kind of like a couple of problems right behind each other. And so
hold on a minute. We're talking about knee replacement. I'm talking about the foods that you've been eating over the last several years that made you be 100 pounds overweight.
No, I was saying I don't think it's the state of food because I'm trying to end up gaining more weight, probably like a good 20-some pounds last year because I wasn't able to do a lot of walking and like I was supposed to have been doing.
But there was another 80 pounds that had nothing to do with that, right?
Somewhat.
Okay.
And why I say that because I've had the knee problems for probably about the last 5 years, so.
Okay.
And so the exercise from the swimming and all the different things I used to do, I don't do them as much as I used to because of the knee problem.
What did you weigh? What is your age right now?
56.
What did you weigh when you were 25?
Probably about 130.
Okay. And what do you weigh now?
250.
Okay. Eating
and
the wrong kind.
Ever since I had a hysterectomy, I've had a serious problem with trying to keep weight off.
I understand. Hormones can play a role. They can. When estrogen or estrone gets a little bit more elevated, then it can cause you to hold on to a little bit more body fat. That's true. When you eat processed foods over a long period of time, like give me an example of what you eat right now on a regular basis, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Well, I don't have a fit like for us eating certain cereals and stuff like that. I like get up and make baked fish or stir fry some vegetables. Like this morning, I used stir fried vegetables.
Is that what you've been eating? Is that what you've been eating for about the last couple of years when you really started gaining the weight, or did you change that recently?
Well, I've been not like doing fish and stuff for like years because I don't eat red meat.
Okay. Well, if you've been eating that way for years and you've been eating vegetables and fish, then what I'd recommend that you do, because it sounds to me like you've been eating really, really well. So to gain that much weight, there's got to be some major hormone issues going on. And typically when somebody eats a really, really clean diet, such as fish, and they don't eat any processed foods, and they stay away from the bread and the pasta, they stay away from sugars, and you just feel like you're eating perfect, and you don't know why in the world you're gaining the weight. And granted, you might be unable to exercise like you really need to, such as having knee problems or any type of lower back issues where the pain is there to the point where it feels like you just can't do the rigorous exercise that you would like to do, then I always want to go to the hormones. So I'd go to your physician, and I would go in, and I would have them run several tests. I'd have them look at your thyroid all the way around, have them look at your pituitary gland, have them look at all three estrogens, because there's three main estrogens. There's estrone, estradiol, and estriol. All three of those play a role, and one can be high, one can be low, but they all cause excess body weight to form. And really, when you're just sitting back going, you know, I feel like I'm doing everything right, but I'm getting to the place where I don't know why the weight's coming on me right now. Well, usually it comes down to hormones. And so that's why I would get that done. I have a full test done, full panel, and let the physician kind of look at your hormone levels, see where they are, and come up with a game plan. I really think that's your best route to go at this point, because it sounds like the eating is really good. But one thing to add into your diet to make sure the hormones are working right are fats. The healthy fats, omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, such as almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, and that sort of thing, is a real key to keep your body balanced. Because a lot of people think fat's going to make them fat, especially when they're overweight, and so they steer clear of it. But if you stay away from fats, the body can't actually make the steroid hormones itself. If you keep the fats too low, it just can't make it. And so it puts you in a negative situation where your body can't begin dropping the weight. So eating fat actually makes you lose body fat. It's pretty amazing. But you want to have them analyze the pituitary gland, because it's the master gland of the body. It's a little gland in the brain, and it controls all of our other hormone systems, even hormone systems that can help you lose weight. So that's what I would look into first.
Actually, in March, about 3 months ago, he began presenting with certain symptoms. They started off with a blinking of his eyes, and then he contracted strep, and of course his parents put him on a round of antibiotics. I think it's about a 10-day round, and afterwards he began to express some other things, like the shrugging of the shoulders. Sometimes a leg would jerk, you know, and this would happen, not constantly, but at random times.
And start changing. I tell you what, hold tight on that thought, and we'll get into this going into the commercial break. So as these symptoms progress, it's sounding like Tourette's syndrome. And so we're going to talk about that when we come into this commercial break. It's something that a lot of young people are being diagnosed with, and it's becoming increasingly more, and we'll get into that in just a moment.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time. Going to the break, talking with Mike, and Mike's been dealing with some issues with his grandson. Mike, why don't you kind of recap a little bit? Started out with some, when he was born, 3 weeks mature, I believe, premature.
Three months premature.
Go ahead and recap for us.
Okay. He was born 3 months premature, and basically it's been pretty normal, but about 3 months ago began to start blinking the eyes pretty hard, you know, and obviously more than normal. And right about that time he contracted strep and was put on about a 10-day regimen of antibiotics. And after that, he seemed to pick up the real strong shrugging of the shoulders, and just observing him, occasionally one of his legs would jerk up to when his shoulders did. It's an intermittent, it doesn't happen all the time, and I've tried to find a correlation between, you know, is it during activity or a certain food or anything, and we haven't been able to ascertain anything like that.
Right.
We did contact, my daughter did write and give a very long detailed history and account of the child and everything to a specialist, one of the best specialists on that in the country, and his response was, we thought Tourette's too, because so many of the symptoms coincide with it, but he seemed to think it wasn't Tourette's, that it was an autoimmune situation, which left me totally in the dark. I just wondered what your opinion. He's not doing it. He did do some grimacing, you know, when somebody corrects him or something, he would really scowl his face. I know that's another Tourette symptom, but he is not doing any of the verbal Tourette symptoms at this point. So this has all happened in the last 3 months.
So the symptoms have really kicked in, you're saying, in the last 3 months, right?
Yeah, like I said, about the time that he got the strep, and I have read that there's been some correlation between Tourette's and strep, but I don't even know if it's Tourette's now after this specialist. He's saying he may think it's an autoimmune situation. So just wondered what your thoughts are.
Well, anytime you're dealing with these type of symptoms, it's what they call a neurological degenerative disease. And it's just where the neurological system begins to break down for whatever reason. Now, it could be autoimmune, which means the body's attacking itself, similar to, say, a multiple sclerosis, where the nervous system gets attacked by the immune system.
Sure.
The killer T cells and whatnot that we have, the T helper cells go in and they think something's wrong, like the immune system, or I'm sorry, like the nervous system is doing something wrong and it tries to attack it.
Right.
And that could be what's going on, no doubt about it. The only way, there's several blood tests you can do and check on autoimmune. They actually run tests to check on the T helper cells. You can get that done if you want to go to your primary care physician. Did this specialist that you spoke with, is there a possibility to go see them? Have an office visit?
My daughter, doing research on the internet, found out this doctor, I think he's in California, who was actually in just recognized for Tourette's and stuff. And so she sent a personal email and gave detail from when she was pregnant, the fact that the mother was actually 3 months pregnant too. My daughter was a preemie, and then he was a preemie, and then gave basically his history and everything that had happened, and looking at all of the evidence. This guy says, well, I don't really think this is Tourette's, but, you know, he's expressing an awful lot of Tourette's syndrome.
Yeah, he is a lot showing a lot of that. Now, what about physicians here that you've been to? Have you been to?
I think she's got an appointment that she couldn't get one for a couple of weeks. But at first, she was trying to hope it was just an intermittent thing, you know, kids pick up a little annoying tick or something, and then it kind of goes away, but when it went from the blinking, they went to the eye doctor. The eye doctor gave them drops, you know, for the eyes. And then she
right.
was an allergy specialist, and they did all the allergy testing and didn't find very much that he was allergic to or anything, you know. And so they've been exploring different avenues. They thought the blinking of the eyes was because maybe his eyes were bothering, you know, but then it became apparent it got stronger. The blinking got more intense. And then when the shoulder shrugging started appearing, that's when we started getting really concerned, because it appeared to be involuntary thing, you know, just happening.
No, it definitely, those are all symptoms, I mean, strong symptoms of Tourette's. They really are.
Do we know the etiology of Tourette's? Or, I mean, do you know how to approach
well,
it?
Well, it's a lot of unknowns, and it's genetic, strong genetic link. So we do know that. But I would encourage you, I mean, she has an appointment with her primary care, her pediatrician.
Yes.
All right, it needs to go from the pediatrician. They're going to go directly to the neurologist, guaranteed.
Okay.
All right, that's going to be your pathway to the specialist. And I think it's smart. I think you need to go and get a full evaluation and have the best neurologist you can get, someone that you trust, someone that your pediatrician really trusts, and have them really look into it and check, because the symptoms are all pointing that way.
You don't feel there's any connection with the strep and the antibiotics?
Oh, there could be. Could be. But at this point in time, rather than, you know, speculation,
yeah,
I think one of the best things to do, because see, they're going to go in, they're going to do some tests, and they're going to check on some things, and there's some certain tests they can run. Until we get those tests run and get the results back, if you want, and I would like that, either email me or call me back here on the show, but I can tell you just by what you've told me right there that it's definitely leaning that way. Even though this other guy, I know, I'm sure he's got great opinions and great thoughts and whatnot, but I really, the symptoms are all leaning that direction. And I really believe that you need to go see the pediatrician, go to the neurologist, and then let them kind of make a decision from there. Because autoimmune, yeah, we're seeing more autoimmune than ever now, and I think it's because, well, there's a host of reasons for that. But could there be an autoimmune reason for this? It could. I'm not going to rule that out and say that there's no way, but there's a possibility. But I think we need to get an opinion and let the test be done, and then come up with a game plan from there. But you want to do right now everything you can to support his nervous system. I would start with a simple thing like cod liver oil to support the overall nervous system. 888-283-7272.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Your health really is your greatest wealth. What are you doing right now to make a difference with it? What kind of choices are you making? Do you lifestyle your way into getting sick? You can lifestyle your way out and get well. The body changes every single day, but you have to be willing to make the changes. No one else can take responsibility for your health but you. The doctors can't. Friends, your family members, your co-workers, no one can take responsibility for your health but you. And that's what we're going to help you do here on the show. We want to be a opinion for you, a place to lay your head, a place where you can get answers, common sense answers for common sense health questions. That's what the show is all about. So if you know somebody, maybe you're going through something, or you know someone, a friend, a family member, a co-worker that's really struggling with their health, and you want to get some answers to them, let's talk about it right here on the show. Just call 888-283-7272, or you can go to Facebook at Dr. Asa, or go to our website, drasa.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show or answer it in private if you need me to. Let's go to Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi there.
Welcome. How can I help?
Our grandson, Malachi, is 4 years old. And okay. In March, he was diagnosed with childhood seizures. And the doctor said, a pediatrician said, he may grow out of it. He was having about 20 seizures a day.
They
tried the first medication. He had a reaction to that. And they tried a second medication, and he's had a reaction to that. He's off the medications now, big mood swings. They were asked to get a second opinion, and by the grace of God, we were hearing your show last night on our way home from Tullahoma, visiting with them, and just wondered if you were familiar with childhood seizures, and we've been into Nashville.
Yeah, we see them all the time clinically.
Okay, so I've got my pen and paper here, Granny. Granny's is here writing, and Grandpa's right beside me.
Oh my goodness! Well, let's talk about it for just a moment. Now, when you're dealing with seizures, there's what are called neurotransmitters or brain chemicals, and there's four main brain chemicals that we look at in the body that can throw a child into a seizure. You've got acetylcholine, dopamine, then you've got GABA and serotonin. Those are the main brain chemicals that we have to look at. Well, typically with seizures, you're looking at GABA. And GABA, it means GABA or gamma amino butyric acid is exactly what it means. Now, this is the one, normally I would be telling you all the foods that you need to eat to help stabilize a neurotransmitter or a brain chemical. But when you're dealing with GABA, there are certain things you want to do actually to avoid, certain foods to avoid that will keep him from going into a seizure. And these foods will keep the GABA levels stabilized within the body. And that's where you want to go. So let me give you a list. Since you've got your pen and paper, write this list down. These are the foods that he needs to avoid and not have in his diet. And there's going to be a lot of things he's probably eating on a regular basis. So here we go. He needs to avoid peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oats, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans.
Okay.
So those foods are foods that he needs to avoid on a regular basis. Now, it may seem like a lot, but it's not really. I mean, just because he can't have certain nuts, there's about 10 different other kind of nuts he can have. Even though he can't have salmon, there's a ton of other fish he can have. So you just have to modify the diet based around that. Supplements that are real beneficial in helping in this area, vitamin B6, there's a version of vitamin B6 called pyridoxal 5-phosphate, P5P. And when you're looking at B6, it's one of the main cofactors that actually make a big difference when stabilizing brain chemistry. Another one is L-theanine, T-H-E-A-N-I-N-E. L-theanine plays a big role as well. And cod liver oil. Cod liver oil has omega-3 fats, not the gel caps. You want to actually use the oil. And you can handle about a teaspoon twice a day. But now they're making cod liver oil where it doesn't taste that bad. It all depends on obviously who makes it, but they're putting rosemary in there. It kind of cuts the fish taste and makes a big difference. But the omega-3 fats, the vitamin A and vitamin D are the best for stabilizing the brain chemistry, especially with what he's been going through. So those are a couple things that will help. I would get started on that and see how he does. Of course, you know, obviously stay in touch with his doctors, but the GABA is the one. That's the one when they're given the medications, they work on stabilizing that, and there's a couple of other neurotransmitters that they're working with, but for the most part, you're looking at stabilizing GABA levels. You keep those stable, and it should keep him away from the seizure activity. And yes, most kids do grow out of it. That is true. But the seizures he would be going through now is something that obviously wants to be avoided as much as possible. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Let's go to Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, darling. What's up?
Well, I'm just wondering. I have some recurrent dizziness and or vertigo going on, and I've been told there's not a lot that can be done about it. And
okay.
The doctor has me on some Valium and you know, stuff like that, because Valium, I guess, is good for some of that, too. But so do you have any ideas?
Well,
I did have a car accident way back when. And
okay, there you go. That's where I was going.
Yeah. You know, I broke a jaw way back when I was 20 or so.
Yeah. Well, when you broke the jaw, is that when it started, or did it start much later?
Actually, it wasn't my jaw. It was my cheekbone, but it started later, much later.
Okay. when you had the accident, did you go see anyone or just go to the emergency room? They took some x-rays and that was it?
Stayed overnight in the hospital because it knocked me out and they just observed me. And then I ended up with some TNJ and stuff like that. And that's better now. But the allergies seem to be worse. We moved back to Oregon from Florida and allergies are worse here. So it seems like if I keep my nose straightened out, then I don't end up having so much ear problems. But I did have them evaluated one time and they said I had vestibular neuropathy.
Sure.
In both ears. I'm not even sure what that is, but they said there wasn't anything you can do about it. And I wondered if you had any ideas besides taking the Valium.
There's a couple of things. Yeah, definitely Valium is something you don't want to have to take for the rest of your life. That would not be a way to live. Yeah, I get that. Well, okay, three sides to the body. There's the mental side. That's your brain chemistry, your neurotransmitters, and your subconscious mind. And this is what we call the health triangle in natural medicine. You got the mental side, then you got the chemical side, and that's all your body physiology, the heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, how all the different organ systems function. And then you got the structural side, the bones, the muscles, and the nerves, because they make everything work. The nerves are like the power cords of the body. If they're not working right, nothing in the body is going to work right. So that's where you want to start. You want to make sure that with the structural side, bones, muscles, nerves, that's how you originally injured yourself. When you had the car accident,
mm-hmm.
right, it crushed your cheekbone.
Right.
And the blow to your head was enough to cause a lot of trauma into the spine, the cervical spine.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they did the x-rays to make sure there was nothing that was broken. Now, just because something's not broken doesn't mean it didn't get shifted around to a place that it didn't need to. The neuropathy they're talking about is more of an inflammation of the nerve.
Okay.
Okay, and so when you have something like that happen, it causes the breakdown of the nerve, but the nerves go from the base of the neck into the inner ear and all throughout areas of the brain and, of course, into the skull and the superficial areas like the skin. But the challenging thing about neuropathies is that it can cause things like vertigo. It can cause pain. It can cause a lot of the symptoms that you've had. And the way to support that is by using vitamin B6. Now, I always talk about B6 in a version of pyridoxal 5-phosphate or P5P, but there's another one called pyridoxine. Pyridoxine is the best supplement. It's a vitamin, obviously, but it works well for shutting down any type of neuropathy that might be in the body. So literally 1,000 milligrams of that twice a day of the pyridoxine would be enough to be helpful in your situation. It really would. So that's just one thing.
And that wouldn't interfere with the Valium?
No.
And I could eventually just ease off of that, right?
Don't know if you can ease off the Valium yet, but that's just one thing that's going to help with the neuropathy.
After that, I could ease off of it.
It's possible, yes. So, but the Valium, I'll tell you another alternative to the Valium, it's not going to be as powerful, but it still works fairly well, and that is valerian root. And you can use valerian root at night. You don't want to do it in the morning typically, unless you have a lot of anxiety, but valerian root's really good at doing the same type of things that Valium does. It's just not as strong. But you can take it at night before you go to bed. It really relaxes the nervous system, keeps the body under control with stress, and it works very well. So that's another thing to look into. But with vertigo, I want to finish up by telling you that the structural part of the body, right, the bones, muscles, nerves, when you take that blow in that car accident, because that really is the place when they can get in, they can do a full assessment of your neck, see exactly where the C1 and C2 bones are, if they've gone out of place, if there's any degeneration in the little disc in between the bones, such as C2, C3, any of those areas that can be affecting the inner ear. And once you've had that evaluated and really see where they're going with it, I think that's going to put you and set you up in a good place to find the healing you're looking for and to help your body get well. But even though you had the accident years ago, the after effects, if it never got corrected, that's what you're dealing with right now. The other thing that can help with any type of vertigo and the dizziness that you've been experiencing is you can also use high levels of manganese. Manganese works well, about 100 milligrams three times a day. It works hand in hand with potential of ringing in the ears, but especially with vertigo.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Scripture for the day comes from Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. It says, I can do everything in Christ who gives me strength. Not just some things. But you can do everything. If you put your trust in Him, the one that made you, He's the great physician anyway, the one that custom designed you. Watch what He'll do with your life. Watch the strength that He can give you when you're going through the toughest of times, because He is the same on the highest mountaintop as He is in the deepest valley. Just got to learn to put your trust in Him. Don't put your trust in other people, other doctors, other physicians, especially when you're going through health challenges. Put your trust in Him. He's the one that made all of us anyway. And He always knows best. This is Dr. Asa On Call. Now we're going to go to John. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa. I got a problem with my... A few nights ago, I was sitting in my recliner. When I get up to go to bed, all of a sudden, I got a muscle spasm from my knee all the way up to my groin area where that main artery runs.
Okay.
It felt like somebody had crammed a 3/4-inch water hose up my leg there, and it just locked up on me. And I got to the bedroom, and I went to lay down, and I started having chills. I was shaking all over like I was cold. And, you know, it's been real hot, but I got real hot that day at work, you know, doing some heavy lifting and stuff. And I just wondered if I had a deficiency or something, or if it was something to do with my circulation or something like that.
Did it hurt, or did it just cramp?
Oh, it's like a bad muscle cramp. I mean, it just locked down on me. It was bad.
And then it released about how long before it actually just let
up? I had to lay down on the bed, and then my wife took some warm, damp cloths and laid over it. And I guess it lasted 5 or 10 minutes, and then it kind of relaxed and went away.
Okay.
But all during this time, I was having I felt like I got real cold, and I was shaking. I had to cover up, and even when I went to talk, it was like my speech was kind of slurring or something.
You have any heart disease in your family?
My father had a stroke when he was in his 60s.
Okay. And what is your age right now?
56.
Okay. So, no heart disease. You're not taking any medications for any kind of heart issues, high blood pressure, nothing?
I haven't had any health problems except one time I had a kidney stone when I was in my 40s.
Okay, that's about it.
Well, I did have a little blockage one time, and they put me in the hospital for that, but they were able to knock it loose with that, the heparin?
Yes.
Or whatever, because the doctor said, because I never had smoke or anything, I'd had a better chance. They didn't have to do any kind of surgery or anything.
That's good. That's good. Well, a couple of things is what it could be. The chills afterwards, I mean, that could just be your body reacting to it. I mean, the one thing I would do, have you been to see a doctor yet?
I haven't been to a doctor in quite a while.
All right, this is what you need to do, because I'm a big, big advocate of seeing your primary care physician once a year, no matter what. And I'm even a bigger fan of having a full panel of blood work done every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. Because the body regenerates every day. I talk about that a lot. But our blood cells and our body, as far as the red blood cells go, they die off and brand new blood cells form every 90 to 120 days. So if we go even 2 years and don't have any blood work done, don't get evaluated, just kind of say, well, I'm good. If something breaks, I'll go in and get it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Then your blood is turned over so many times in a 2-year period, then you really don't know where you are. And preventative medicine is where you can catch things way before they come down the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
So in your situation, it could be something as simple as something going on or something with a mineral deficiency like calcium, magnesium, potassium,
mm-hmm.
or it could be something as serious as a heart condition or a serious vascular condition. So, especially with your history of a small blockage before, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if that could be something that's coming down the pipeline for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to scare you, it's to just alert you
right.
that, you know, our bodies are fragile, we know that. And we have to have a good head coach, someone to oversee you on a regular basis to know what's going on. And that's why the diagnostic testing is so important. And that's why getting a good baseline of where you are and where your health is important. And I think it'd be important to your doctor. So my encouragement to you right now is to go get testing done, get some blood work done, and go talk to your primary care physician about it and get some things figured out. In the meantime, I will tell you this. The minerals that you need to replace just to see and make sure that it doesn't come back again. Because if it was muscle cramp related, if it was something as simple as that, typically it's calcium. That's number one. Second would be magnesium. And third would be potassium in that order. Those three are the culprits. But those are, they're called ionic minerals or minerals. And we get deficient in those. I mean, if you're outside working and if you're, you know, just lifting and kind of working all day in the heat, it would be easy for your body to respond with, you know, leaching out those minerals and kind of getting mineral deficient through that. So it's definitely a possibility. So you can start taking calcium, magnesium, and also potassium on a regular basis to see how your body responds. You should, I mean, that's sometimes things like that are a one-time thing, and sometimes they can stick around and linger. So that's why I would start using the supplements there for a little bit and see how the body responds. The other thing I would use is if you're out, you're going to be out in the heat a lot and working, you want to use some type of sodium-based drink, such as a chicken broth or beef broth, and you can mix that with water, and that'll give you more natural electrolytes. That can be a great help with that kind of situation. But that's where I'd get start, and let me know how it goes. Please go see your doctor, though, and get all the tests done.
It's another hour in the chart, so I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Dr. Asa. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed. Remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
This is John Dudas.